Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 17, Johannesburg 15, Mahikeng 22. The N3 toll concession says the N3 toll route remains closed to incoming traffic between Tugela Plaza in KwaZulu-Natal and Harry Smith in the Free State. Chief Operating Manager Tanya Dugra says there is a 30-kilometer backlog of vehicles attempting to make their way from Harry Smith towards Van Riens Pass. Incoming traffic cannot be accommodated on the pass at this time as it adds more pressure to the already complicated rescue and recovery operation.
We appeal to road users to please avoid travelling to the affected area as this is putting additional stress on the already strained emergency services resources on the ground and is contributing to further delays to the recovery and rescue operations. Verified official updates will be shared as they become available. This will include weather updates.
KwaZulu-Natal MEC for Cooperative Governance, Tulasizwe Buthelezi, is urging residents and road users to stay off the roads and avoid using alternative routes as weather conditions are expected to worsen. He says provincial disaster management teams are working with social partners to provide relief to affected communities. Buthelezi says the heavy snowfall has also caused trees to fall, further complicating the situation.
The warning is still that people must stay at home for the next few days up until we can see the weather improving. The climate change and the conditions it brings upon us is a reality, and therefore the rescue efforts both from provincial government and from national government are beginning to yield fruits.
The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has refuted social media claims that electricity prices were increased by 40% due to alleged looting of 82 billion rand at Eskom. The regulator clarified that the utility's current application is for revenue determination, not customer tariff increases. NERSA's Charles Khlabela says the revenue requirement determines the allowable revenue Eskom can recover, with tariffs to be considered separately.
The current Eskom application, NERSA must consider in line with the Electricity Regulation Act, MIPD methodology, and stakeholder inputs through the public participation process. The next stage after the determination of allowable revenue is the approval of tariffs. Eskom will be expected to submit its tariff application.
The Qatari-based broadcaster Al Jazeera says that Israeli forces raided its office in the occupied West Bank earlier today and issued a 45-day closure order. Israel's government last week announced it was revoking the press credentials of Al Jazeera journalists in the country, 4 months after banning the channel from operating inside Israel. The broadcaster says the soldiers did not provide a reason for the closure order. More on jackaroundfm.com. Click on news. And McLaren's Lando Norris will start in pole position at the Singapore Grand Prix, with Red Bull's Max Verstappen starting in second. This comes as the battle between McLaren and Red Bull heats up for the Constructors' Championship. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofnuus hier. Die N3 is steeds gesluit by die Van Riens Pass.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
So just dance there.
You love.
There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'm.